live in paradise, we are paradise. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We live in paradise, we are paradise. How can we say that we are paradise? We can say we live in paradise because that's a wonderful thing to do. That's our reality. We live in paradise. We live in a wonderful place because we name it wonderful, we call it wonderful, we enjoy it wonderful, and it is wonderful. But it is only that way if we choose. Now, do you wake up in the morning with aches and pains? Do you wake up in the morning with feelings in your body that they're not just exactly as perfect as you'd like to have them be? Do you go to breakfast in the morning and think to yourself, oh, I don't want to eat all this breakfast, I don't want to eat all this food that I have here? Or are you very ravenously hungry? What kind of a life do you live? Do you go about your day and call everything in your day good? Or do you call everything in your day what the appearance seems to be sometimes? And the appearance sometimes seems to be not so beautiful, not so wonderful. But it's up to us. Now, we have the ability to say every single day, I am paradise. I live in paradise. I live in paradise. We do live in paradise, and we are paradise, only when we choose it. Now, I can take you to the Taj Mahal. I can take you to wonderful castles around the world. I can take you to beautiful, luxurious apartments in various areas that are being built so wonderfully, beautifully, magnificently, lavishly. And I can bring you to these places and let you say, oh, isn't this wonderful? Isn't this beautiful? And I can let you live in there. And here you are living in, say, a $10,000 a night beautiful apartment. And you have all of these goodies around you. And then you want to just sit down and meditate. Well, can you afford to meditate in a $10,000 a night apartment? Can you afford to just do nothing? Can you afford to just be relaxed? Well, we do live in paradise, and we are a paradise, and we can have all the things that we want in life if we choose, but it has to be our choice. It has to be something that's important to us, something that makes our life just tickly and wonderful. We are paradise. We live in paradise, and we are paradise. For wherever we live is our individual body right at this moment. Now, our individual body says to us, I'm happy or I'm not happy. That's true, it does. Our individual body says to us, I feel good or I don't feel good. Our individual tummy says, oh, I'm happy, I'm full, I'm satisfied, or I'm not satisfied. Or our mind is, we have a headache, or we have a smooth reaction in our mind. We love listening to beautiful music, or having lovely conversations with friends, or meditating by ourselves. Now, where are the costliness of each of these things that come into our life and our awareness? Where are they? Think about it. Think about how much it costs to meditate. How much does it cost you, in dollars and cents, to sit quietly at home or in a park bench or wherever you may be, even in your car, to sit quietly and just breathe deeply and say, I am peace. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I feel glorious. How much does that cost? Well, I cannot sell you peace. I cannot sell you gloriousness. I cannot sell you meditation. I cannot sell you relaxation. Oh, some organizations and some places try to sell you that with their beautiful apartments and with their beautiful meditation music and so forth. But you know, of all the people who go to these beautiful meditation centers and hear this beautiful meditation music, how many of these people are really in love and in paradise? How many of these people are really at peace with themselves? How many of these people are really happy? Or are they just paying money and saying, I'm buying happiness? And I was in paradise yesterday in this beautiful meditation temple, in this beautiful apartment, in this beautiful, luxurious seaside resort. Wow, it was wonderful. Was it? What do you have in your heart as a remembrance of it? Oh, now you go home. You left this luxurious apartment. You go back to your normal house. And do you take the paradise you had in this luxurious apartment back to your home? You can, but most people don't. Most people remember it as having been there. They're not remembering it as being in it now. They're not enjoying it this moment. Oh, they sort of flash back and remember how amazed they were at $10,000 a night for this apartment. Wow! And all the other things that they saw there, the lovely beach they walked along, and all of the help and all of the things that people did for them in this luxurious place. Oh, what a paradise! Would you like to live there all the time? Would you like to live there all the time? You know, I have friends who live in the Alps, in Mexico, sure, in Switzerland. And they're just fantastic people. And they're people who can afford it. They're living in these beautiful alpine villages and alpine apartments and alpine houses. And they look out their window and they see the Matterhorn, they see the beautiful mountains, they see the snow cap, they see all the glorious scenery. And then they close the blind and they sit inside and they read a book. Or they open the blind and they let the light come in and they enjoy each other in conversation. And you say to them, after they've lived there for a few weeks or months, you say, what mountains are surrounding you? They don't know. What kind of weather is it out there? Well, it's cold, it's warm, it's whatever. Was it snowing and was it raining? Oh yeah, we had some real serious rains. Oh boy, it came down in torrents. Oh, the snow was a blizzard. Oh my goodness, it was so cold. Now, did they remember this as paradise? Or do they remember this as a weather condition, something that reminded them of something that would be terrible to be out in it? But they were in their lovely little chalet and they were enjoying their private home. Were they really living in paradise? Or did they look outside and say, oh, that's terrible? Or did they look inside and say, oh, this is lovely? Oh, I feel so relaxed in here. I feel so peaceful. I feel so, not protected, but enfolded in this beautiful environment that I'm in now. We live in paradise. We are paradise. Can you determine to say to yourself, I'm going to go to school, and I'm going to learn how to live in paradise? Learn to live in paradise? What a silly thing to say. Yeah. I'm going to learn to live in paradise. I'm going to learn to appreciate what I have. Now, little children who are brought up in homes and houses, the house may be a castle or it might be just a primitive house in the desert. It might be something in the third world country. It might be something not as nice as they'd like. But they live in this house. Now, what's in this house? What's in this house are whatever is in the house. But what is in the house is the love of the family, is the family togetherness, is sitting with your parents, is being happy with all those in your family, all those that you love and all those you care about. That's the paradise. And you say to yourself, oh, that is a nice feeling. My dad and mom and sisters and brothers and family all close by. Here we are sitting in front of our fireplace. And maybe that's the only heating you have for the house, is this fire pot. And here we are sitting together, telling stories or listening or just quietly being a family together. Or perhaps the children are doing their studies and the parents are talking or reading or doing whatever, but we're together. We're in paradise. Oh, we're really not in paradise. That's just a very inexpensive place that we live. That's a very expensive place that we live, but it's not paradise. Well, what is paradise? Paradise is where you feel happy and contented. Paradise is where you feel peaceful. You feel at home. You feel all is in divine order. Paradise is where you just snuggle up in the thought about it, in the thought of your family being close to you, in the thought of you being by yourself, perhaps. Maybe everyone went out, and you're at home all alone, and you're sitting in the living room all by yourself, and you're saying to yourself, oh, I feel so good. I feel so wonderful. Not that the family is there or not there, but you feel wonderful because you feel wonderful. It's a choice. It's a choice that you make to feel wonderful. Okay, now, you're feeling wonderful and you're saying, I feel great. I feel like I'm in paradise. Oh, it's so wonderful. I have the whole house to myself, just in quietness and peace. Oh, I feel so good. I feel so wonderful. I feel so fantastic. I am so blessed. And then your dog comes and lays on your feet and says, hi. And you look down and you say, come on up here. So he jumps up on the couch with you, puts his head in your lap, and you stroke his head. The dog himself is peace. He's not chasing after anything. He's not trying to accomplish anything. He's just relaxed and at peace. And you feel at peace. You feel peaceful all over. You feel paradise. You are paradise. And then, if you're some people we know, you'll put your other hand down, and there is your cat. Or maybe even two cats. And they cuddle up close to you. And you think, my, this is paradise. What a wonderful way to be. They love to be near me. They love to be lying on my lap. They love to be even near my dog or my dogs. They just love to be near me. What a paradise I live in. What a joy I live in. Oh, and I lay down to go and sleep. And I say, I am peace. This is my paradise. I name it. I claim it. I experience it. Oh, do I name it? Do I claim it? The dogs, the cats, they've all gone to their own bed, and I'm in my bed. And I lay there and I say, I am peace. I breathe deeply and let it all out. I do that 8 or 10 times and I feel so relaxed, so peaceful. And then I say to myself, I have beautiful dreams. I have beautiful dreams. I live in paradise. I have beautiful dreams of my paradise. I have beautiful dreams. And then I go to sleep. And when I wake in the morning, oh, sometimes your body feels a little bit decrepit, a little bit unhappy. And I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. You name it. I name it. Paradise must be named. Paradise must be recognized for you to be in paradise. Oh, you can be in paradise and not know it, but then you're not taking the benefit of it. You're really taking the benefit of it, but you are not consciously taking the benefit of it. So, I recommend, as in all things, I consciously learn to take the benefit of the paradise in which I live. So I say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And I'm reminding myself that that's where I do live. I live in this body. I don't live in a house. I don't live in a world. I don't live in a family. I live in this ideal spirit, mind, and body of my own. And that's where it all is. That's what it all is. That's how it all is. I live in my conscious awareness of who and what I am. So if my tummy feels a little out of order as I get up, or if my back aches a little bit, or if any of these things come to my attention, that's not what I live in. That's what I may be aware of, but that's not what I live in. So I choose to speak where I live in of that awareness. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am relaxed and at peace. My back feels so relaxed and at peace. Name it, claim it. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And as you name it and claim it, that's how you experience it. That's how you know it, and that's how you are it. When you can name paradise and claim paradise, then you consciously live in paradise. Now, what's the benefit of consciously living in paradise? Isn't living in paradise sufficient unto itself? Must we say, I consciously live in paradise? I consciously live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I consciously live in heaven here and now. I consciously surround myself with beautiful beings. I consciously surround myself with wonderful pets. I consciously surround myself with an attitude of happiness and joy. I am the master of my world, and I consciously surround myself with a world that I am a master of. And I am the master of this world at all times. So when I wake up, I tell my body, you're whole and perfect, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. And my body says, good, yeah, I like to feel fantastic. Yes, 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 yes. And when you tell that to your body, that's how your body feels. You say to your eyes, I have ideal eyes. I see perfectly. I see everything with magnificent vision. I have ideal eyes, ideal vision. I see beautifully. I see wonderfully. Say this, say this, say this, know this, say this, claim this, be this, realize this, be aware of this. Now, we might be aware of a dust fleck that gets into our eye and we blink it out. But how much aware are we of the beautiful vision that is in our eyes? How much aware are we of all of the goodness in this world that is in our world? How much aware are we? Are we really aware as much as we can? Am I really aware of the paradise that I live in? Well, a little bit here, a little bit there. How can I be aware at all times that I live in paradise? Well, to be aware at all times that I live in paradise means that I must claim it 100% of the time. I must live, breathe, and drink, and talk, and in every way say, I live in paradise. I must remind myself constantly I live in paradise. Constantly, constantly, constantly. And as I remind myself constantly, it's as though I'm learning to play the piano. I'm learning to recognize that I live in paradise. Oh, after a while, I won't have to be constantly reminding myself because I will consciously be living in paradise. I will be playing the piano with beauty and charm. I'll be living in paradise with beauty and charm. I will be seeing all the world with beauty and charm. It's a matter of training myself. It's a matter of knowing that I am that I am. It's a matter of being I am that I am. It's a matter of claiming it and naming it and enjoying it. Oh, it's a matter of really acknowledging that this is a divinely created body I live in, and I am going to recognize all of its divine creativity, all the divine creativity that's taking place, that is being demonstrated, that's being revealed, and I'm going to recognize it and claim this and know this and enjoy this and experience it under all circumstances. Right now, I'm going to accept this and know that this is all that matters right now. For this is all that matters right now. For I am paradise. Yes, I am paradise. And I am paradise right now. And I live in paradise. I claim this, I name this, I enjoy this under all circumstances. And everything I look at in my house is paradise. I look at the furniture in my house, and I see it as paradise. It's not paradise because I say it's paradise. It's paradise because it is paradise. And I become aware that it is. Now, I might say, this table is not as beautiful as I'd like it to be. And that's a foolish thing to say. I live in paradise, and wherever I am, it is paradise. Whatever table I sit at, it is paradise. Whatever bed I lie on, it is paradise. Whatever chair or stool or couch that I sit in, it is paradise. I am living in paradise, and I know that I am paradise, and everything I do is paradise. I walk into a house, and there is lovely furnishings, and I'm invited to sit down. Come, sit down. And so I sit down in a lovely chair, and I feel so comfortable in it. But after a moment or two, I don't realize I'm sitting in that chair. I'm involved in the conversation. I'm involved in the presence of the room. I'm involved in all the things that I'm doing. And I'm not realizing I'm sitting in that chair. I'm not realizing that I'm sitting in paradise, that I'm sitting in this absolutely wonderful, divine chair. And the chair is no longer paradise for me. I'm looking around the room. I'm thinking of other things. But when my thought comes back to the chair, instantly that chair is paradise again. I can have the most glorious chair in the world, the most wonderfully upholstered chair in the world, the most beautifully comfortable chair in the world, and I can sit on it. And I can say, this is nice. But I like that old beat-up chair over there, that comfortable chair, that well-worn chair, that chair that everybody wants to sit in, because it is a chair that makes me feel comfortable. It's a chair that makes me feel pleasant. This royal, regal, expensive, fantastic chair here, I'm sure it costs a great deal of money, does not give me the pleasure that that warm, caring, comfortable chair over there gives me. Well, wherever I am, I'm in paradise. And I'm in paradise in this uncomfortable chair, this very rich chair, as well as a comfortable chair. And I don't call any chair uncomfortable. I call every chair a beautiful experience. A paradisal experience, an experience of paradise itself. And as I call it this beautiful experience, it is that. Oh, you see the throne chair for the king and the queen, and you want to go sit on it because it's the chair of royalty, it's the chair of authority, it's the chair of domination, it's the chair of the monarch. And so you sit in it, and you say, my goodness, if I were king, I would certainly have a more comfortable chair than this. I can make it look regal. I can have all the outer pinnings of it be regal and gold and stuff. But the inner chair, the chair that I cuddle up in, the chair that I sit in, the chair that I sit to do my kingly stuff, it is comfortable. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the chair of royalty is an uncomfortable chair? Just a big old straight back chair that has cushions that are hard and not really very pleasant to sit on? Huh. If I were king, I would have a chair that's comfortable. Well, I am king, and I can have the chair that's comfortable, and I can choose. Wherever I am, I sit in a paradise chair. I sit in a chair of comfort and beauty. Wherever I am, I create my world, a world of marvelous paradise, because I am paradise, and I see paradise wherever I am. Can the king and the queen recreate their life to have their chairs, their thrones, comfortable? Why not? Why not? Oh, but this is tradition. Hey, I am tradition. I'm the king, and I create my own tradition. And years to come, people will say, this is tradition, that we have the most comfortable chair in the world. This is the king and queen's chair. This is the monarch's chair, the most comfortable chair in the world. And in time to come, it too will be tradition. Tradition has to start somewhere, and it starts with me. And I have a tradition of living in paradise, of being in paradise, and having the most wonderful life that one could ever imagine. I live in paradise, and I know it. I am aware of it, and I delight in it. Oh, it's true. When I was learning how to realize I lived in paradise, I had to say I live in paradise. But now that I am fully aware that I live in paradise, I don't have to say it anymore, but I do everything which indicates that I live in paradise, because that's all that matters to me. How about you? You live in paradise too? I'm sure you do, because you're in my world and my consciousness and my life, and our paradise is the most wonderful paradise in the universe. I love you. I love you. I love you. Delight in paradise with me. You're wonderful. This is a great, fantastic world. And it's a world that we live in and we love and we know. And it is ours now. Ours forever. And how great it is.